But you know, because of the EXP model and the structure of that and what we had done prior, we had more than enough money coming in that was more than our bills, which is why we didn't have to worry about the financial side of things.
Can you share about, because I, you know, and again, you and I have known each other for a while. Can you share about what happened? Was it a year ago, 2 years ago with Steve, health-wise? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how this played into that?
Yeah, that was another pain point, actually. So in July of 2020, my husband ended up having quadruple bypass. That was really unexpected. He had gone in. He had actually had a stent about 8 years ago, and every year he had a follow-up stress test.
And catching things early. You know, I had the prostate cancer. I've talked about that on here before, but you know, had that. I think it'd be 6 years this February.
Yeah.
Just went in for an annual checkup, whatever. Yeah. Hey, these numbers don't look right. Let's send you to a specialist. You know, yeah. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
But we caught it early, so whatever. I mean, it was just, we got through it. And
thank the Lord, yeah.
But EXP helped with that. You know, there's,
yeah, so where, yeah.
Share your story with that. With
yeah, so what happened, yes, it allowed, you know, and Steve and I have talked about this many, especially, you know, right after while he's recovering at home and all that. What he and I talked about so much is because the blessing of EXP, and now we've been a part of it at that point, about 3 years, 3.5 years, built this modern team or started building this modern team. what I did not worry about one time through that probably 2 months at least is what was going on in my pipeline. You know, because as realtors, we're always, you know, trading time for money. Like I said, you know, I might close, you know, 2 or 3, 4 deals this month, but then it's like, what do I got next month? You know, it's like we're keeping our pipeline full all the time. And I was not worried about keeping my pipeline full, right? You know, it was like, okay, coming out of this after 60 days or so after he, you know, fully recovered and what have you, it's like, okay, we're probably going to have a couple of slim months on closings because I wasn't keeping my pipeline full. But you know, because of the EXP model and the structure of that and what we had done prior, we had more than enough money coming in that was more than our bills, which is why we didn't have to worry about the financial side of things. And
coming from those agents,
coming from those agents, we didn't have 1500 at that time. I mean, that's just kind of continued to multiply. And we didn't have 1500, but yes, coming from, you know, because basically we just get referral fees from all these agents, right? You know, and so like when they're closing deals, then we just get referral fees, you know, every month and of what those agents closed.
And can I emphasize something? I want the agents to hear this that are watching this, like those referral fees, quote unquote, don't come from the agent's pocket. It's out of the money that they're getting to EXP.
That's right. Good point.
So it's not your traditional referral fee.
That's right. Good point.
I don't mind paying if I get a referral. Like, I love that, you know, whatever. But it's coming out of, you know, what you're giving to EXP. So that's
right,
too. And I, you know, with my prostate thing, again, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this because this was like 6 years ago. I've been in EXP for 4 years. But again, my wife and I, we went through about 4 or 5 months where no closings at all, and I'm not stressed on the money because I had money coming in from another business that I have. I had money coming in from rental properties. You know, we still had a few closings that we were doing, my wife and I, whatever. Like, it just, we weren't stressed on it financially because we had the multiple streams of income. And I think right here, again, getting paid multiple ways for doing what you're going to do anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and now, like, if I had to, I could cash out some stock if I needed to.
Right.
You know, if all of a sudden, you know, whatever, because life happens.
Yeah.
Life is going to happen to every single person that watches this.
That's right.
In one way or another. You're not planning on it.
That's right.
You don't plan on the water heater going out this month. You don't plan on going to the dentist and all of a sudden there's a $3,000 dental bill.
Right.
You don't plan on whatever. My dog last summer out for a walk with my wife and gets attacked by another dog and she comes home and now we got $4,000 worth of dog surgery to do.
Oh, my word. You don't plan.
But life happens. Yeah. Whatever. You know, hopefully not health issues, but it's going to happen for some people on here. Either you directly or people in your family, and to not have to stress on it financially because, oh my God, this closing at the end of this month is my last closing.
Yeah.
And that's where people go. Most realtors are out of business within 2 or 3 months if they're not always working.
They're out of they're out of business every time they do a closing, you know, yeah. until the next closing, you know. And every year, every January, what do? We got to roll back, you know, we start over, right? You know, it's like, okay, what are my goals this year? And, you know, it's like the only way I'm going to make more money is either to up my price point or sell more real estate. And then what does that mean? It's like, okay, now I got to work even more hours if I want to up my money, you know, for my money coming in. And so, you know, it's just this crazy cycle that we live on in the real estate world. And, you know, eXp has helped stabilize that in so many ways.